Hello, and welcome to your audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com on how to ensure you don't lose your cool when the pressure's on. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Now, we can all lose our cool or choke under pressure, just when we need to be the most on our game. I was watching tennis on TV recently, and one of the players had match point. She only needed one more point to win the whole championship, and I really wanted her to win, but it was as though she just went to pieces. She couldn't get a first serve in. She smashed her second serve into the bottom of the net and then proceeded to produce a whole bunch of unforced errors and, after coming so close, ended up losing to the other player. It was clear to anyone watching that the pressure of the occasion had just got to her. You could see it in her body language, her facial expressions and, of course, in her performance. Now, most of us don't get to play top-level tennis or top-level any sport, but you might well recognise that feeling when an occasion, a big moment, it just gets to you and it throws you right off balance and wrecks your performance. So, whether it's when you have to present to co-workers or introduce yourself to someone new and potentially important, or play some sport that requires you to keep your nerve, I think these two tips that have been shown to work will help you keep your nerve. Tip 1, and this may sound pretty weird, when the pressure's getting to you, clench your left fist. I've actually seen sports people do this during or just before a crucial moment, but why on earth, you might well ask, would clenching your left fist help? Well, studies have found that athletes perform better under pressure if they squeeze the left fist. Not the right fist, just the left one. To test this out, Jürgen Beckmann, PhD, and his associates at the Technical University of Munich in Germany had various different footballers, taekwondo practitioners, and badminton players try clenching the left fist when they were under pressure. They were told to squeeze their left hand tight into a fist and hold it for 30 seconds. What happened was that when they were under pressure and they squeezed their fists, they didn't choke. And in fact, instead of dipping, their performance remained the same or got even better. So what could the explanation be? Why would squeezing your left rather than your right fist help you keep focused and calm and maximise performance just when you need it? Well, the researchers explained that squeezing your left fist boosts right brain activity because basically the right side of the brain controls the left side of the body and vice versa. The right brain has, they say, more control over highly practised, automatic, skilled performance, which is just what we rely on under pressure. Maybe the research isn't watertight, I'm not sure, but it certainly seems to work for me during a friendly or not-so-friendly squash game at that crucial point, so you can certainly give it a go and find out for yourself. Okay, so tip 2 for in-the-moment calm and focus is to talk to yourself in the third person and use your own name. Okay, so again, sounds a bit strange, and I'm not suggesting you do it out loud in company. But there is growing research that talking to yourself helps you make better decisions and helps prevent the horrible emotional hijacking in which fear of failure or just straight fear, or in fact any strong emotion, tramples all over your performance. It seems that talking to yourself in the third person as though you were someone else helps quickly diminish performance damaging emotions. It seems to put you quickly into the observer position so that you can feel objective again. So forget what you may have heard about talking to yourself being the first sign of insanity. If it is, I've been insane for decades. Actually, the vast majority of people seem to talk to themselves sometimes, but how you do it is crucial. In recent years, psychologists have come to understand that talking to yourself, or what's sometimes called private speech, acts as a biological mechanism that better enables humans to siphon off stress, solve problems, reason through difficult decisions, and concentrate with greater accuracy. Dr. Ethan Cross, PhD, wanted to unearth the differences between talking to yourself in first or third person, which, simply put, means using your name. So instead of me saying, "Come on, I can do this," as I'm about to serve that all-important point, the research tells me that if I say to myself, "Come on, Roger, you can do this," I'll fare much better, at least as far as keeping my cool is concerned. Cross reckons that the difference he found between saying "I" and using your name has the potential to provide a wonderful number of benefits that can contribute to a lifetime of success. He found that people who speak to themselves in the third person and use their own name when they do so are less anxious, give better speeches and presentations, complete tasks with higher results, communicate more effectively, and maintain a deeper sense of self-respect than those who use the first person I. It seems that speaking in the third person activates the cerebral cortex, the outer layer of neural tissue in the brain, which is linked to memory, perception, awareness, thought, language and consciousness, but talking to yourself in the first person using I or me lights up the brain's amygdala, which is located in the temporal lobes and is associated with emotional reactions such as anxiety, aggression and fear. You don't have to speak out loud, although most people are quite forgiving, even if they do see you mumble a bit to yourself before that big presentation or workout or when facing down Serena Williams in a Wimbledon final. So in times of need, as well as having primed yourself beautifully beforehand with hypnotic rehearsal, of course, clench your left fist for 30 seconds and talk to yourself in the third person using your own name. I personally find that nothing really beats hypnotic preparation ahead of time in order to stay cool and perform at your best, but when you're in the moment or perhaps when something unanticipated occurs, then try these two tips. They might transform your life. So I hope you found this interesting and useful. And other audio insights, over 50 of them now, are archived in the hypnosisdownloads.com member section, The Growth Zone. Members get access to all the downloads on the site, plus exclusive members-only download. To find out more, just go to hypnosisdownloads.com and click on the members link. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. I hope you enjoyed this audio insight, and thanks for listening.